Now, no room for my motorbike. Garden not big enough. I want a brand new house, not an older social house, and there's no shed in the garden, so I will not be accepting the offer of this social house. Those are just some of the reasons which were outlined by the council in a response to Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, who asked a question, put a motion forward looking for the type of refusals that were given as reasons for not accepting social housing in Kerry last year. There were 137 refusals in total in 2022. 98 related to Kerry County Council properties, 39 related to approved housing body properties. And with me on the line is Councillor Jackie Healy-Ray. Councillor Healy-Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Geraint, and to all your listeners.
Now, a number of refusals, and I suppose an outline, a summary of the types of refusals were outlined in the response to your motion. And is that the case? Someone turned down a council house because there was no room to park their motorbike?
Yes, Geraint. Look, these things never cease to amaze me. When it comes to some of the reasons as to why people refuse the offer of a Kerry County Council house, 23% of all offers were refused last year, and that to me sounds very excessive. It sounds like a high figure, and when we delve in, as you stated at the top of the show, as to some of the reasons as to why these houses were refused, you are right in saying that one of the reasons given was that the property had been refused as the motorbike wouldn't fit. Now, it's very hard to justify, you know, people refusing houses on the basis of that they have a motorbike and that it mightn't fit in the door. And that to me makes no sense. I mean, and the director said it yesterday, there's a big difference, Jerry, between housing need and housing want. And we cannot be in a situation as a local authority whereby we're trying to cater for the type of vehicle that somebody drives when offering a house. I mean, one of the things that the Kerry County Council and the housing officers will always look at is, you know, what type of a property do you need? Is it a house with a downstairs bathroom because there might be a disability? Is it a two-bedroom house, a three-bedroom house, depending on the makeup of your family? They're the types of things that housing officers... Now, just for a bit of balance, Jerry, sometimes Kerry County Council and the housing officers, even despite the good work that they do, sometimes they don't always get it right, and sometimes housing offers are made to people where the house mightn't be suitable because there might be a special needs child and there might be certain adaptations that need to be made to the house, and sometimes that they don't always get it right. And sometimes those offers are refused, and they what I describe as reasonable refusals. But refusing an offer of a house simply because it's not a new house, a brand new house,
To me,
is unacceptable. Unacceptable.
That was one of the reasons outlined. They only want a new Kerry County Council property and will not accept the older houses. Should that be... Well, obviously that was accepted as a reason for a refusal. So should that be a situation where we say, hold on a second, sorry, that's not acceptable? Or, if you do go down that line, are you going too far down the road of, here's your house, you should be lucky to have it, you'll take it and you'll like it, no matter what your circumstances are? There's a line to be drawn, or a balance to be struck, surely.
There is a balance to be struck, Jerry, but I honestly don't believe that somebody... Like, I know many people listening to your show this morning, given the number of thousands of them that are on the housing list, that there's people who will be angry now this morning listening to the fact that somebody's turning down the offer of a perfectly good house simply because it mightn't be one of the brand new ones that Kerry County Council have built, or because when they hear that somebody turned it down because there was no room for the motorbike. That will anger people, and it's understandable to know why somebody would be frustrated, because they're dwindling on a list for anywhere upwards of 10 years and they're listening to people turning down offers of perfectly good houses. So there is a balance to be struck, but turning down a house that is, again, that has to be up to a certain standard, Jerry. I mean, Kerry County Council cannot make an offer of a house unless it is suitably up to standard, proper building regs and everything, which is done often at considerable cost to the council. And that property would then be turned around and be refused simply because it's not a brand new one, because you might say, well, you know, now they're building new houses in such a place, I'll hold out because I might get one of them instead. At the moment, Jerry, you're allowed to refuse the offer of two properties in the space of 12 months. That's before you'd be suspended on the list. So if you refuse two offers in the space of 12 months, then you'll be suspended on the list for the space of 12 months. To be honest, Jerry, that's too flexible for
too lenient to your mind for that. It should be upgraded. Two other reasons: the location of the bin stores, no car charging facilities, and also heating system in the property may not want an open fire or solid fuel heating system or gas. Are they acceptable reasons to turn down a house in your mind?
But see, again, Jerry, it's coming back to housing need over housing want. Kerry County Council, unfortunately, don't have a catalogue that they can put up to somebody and say, flick through that there and see what house you want. Now, a type of system like that may be coming into play soon enough through the choice-based letting. But, like, we currently don't have that situation. We have a situation whereby a housing investigating officer will determine the houses that are available to them to allocate. They'll go through their list and they'll see the people who are suitably qualified to be offered the house, and they'll subsequently make an offer to a successful applicant. And then it is up to the applicant to either accept or reject the house. And if they're rejecting the house, they have to give a reason. And the reason then is either deemed reasonable or unreasonable by Kerry County Council. And as we see here, the many reasons that are outlined here, they would be deemed unreasonable. Because again, Jerry, if Kerry County Council have a property, and if it's an open fire inside it, or if they've only a certain amount of space at the back and for bins, etc., that's what they have available to them, Jerry. And they can't change that. So, I mean, yes, of course, there's new properties coming online all the time with Kerry County Council. But what does, do applicants believe then that simply because there's new houses being built that we should leave the old ones lying idle and that nobody should live in them? I mean, that's not an acceptable situation either. And again, there's many, many people listening this morning that would gladly take the offer of any type of house.
Yes, and a listener gets in touch along those lines and makes the point that I live in a council house and was damn glad to get it. If you're offered a house, you should accept it or be taken off the list otherwise, says this particular person. One other reason that caught my eye, Councillor, is that people wouldn't accept an approved housing body run house. They wanted a Kerry County Council house instead. Now, perhaps maybe one of the reasons there is there's more of an option to buy out the house at the end of time, or at the end of a certain amount of time, for people in council houses. Is that part of that reason? And does that need to be looked at?
It is, Jerry, but to be honest, this is a discussion I had at the meeting yesterday with the director. That reason doesn't wash with me either, because I'll tell you why. Many of the approved housing body houses that are coming online are brand new houses. We had a number of them in Castle Island recently. They're all given out and they're all being lived in. Those houses cannot be purchased. But equally, if Kerry County Council build brand new houses in Castle Island, for example, and if they're allocated, they cannot be bought either, Jerry, because new houses that are built in this county, similar with one-bed properties, they cannot be purchased or eligible to be purchased under the tenant purchase scheme. And as the director said yesterday, it's simply because they're done to such a high standard, there's no comparative properties on the market in Kerry, and they're just simply too good and cost too much for the council to be selling at a discounted price. So, and as well, Jerry, we'll say the tenant purchase scheme has changed over the last number of years, and for to be eligible to buy a council property, you have to be living in that property for 10 years. Now, I totally appreciate and understand people's aspirations to own a house. It's everybody's aspiration to have a roof over their head and have something that they can call their own. But Jerry, when you're applying for social housing, it's because you need it. There's a social need there for it. You're of a lower income, and you qualify for it because you need it. But you have to look outside that when you're being offered a house, then you shouldn't be thinking straight away, well, can I buy this property? Because, again, all the new properties that are being newly constructed by Kerry County Council cannot be bought. It's the same with the approved housing bodies. But, Jerry, you could have a house a council house that could be in a family for generations, as long as the people are still there to live in them. So, like, I don't think that should be, that shouldn't be a barrier to people taking an approved body house, because it's the exact same similar situation with a Kerry County Council house.
Okay, all right. Let me ask you this question, and finally, choice-based letting in relation to this. We've been promised this for years. It's taking a very long time. Last year, we were told they hope to have the system in operation by the end of the year. Then in January, we found out it's in testing phase. We're in February now. Is there any sign of this ever coming in? I nearly swear 10 years ago we were talking about the need for this to be brought in to refuse or to eliminate this problem you're talking about, to give people the choice of where they want to live rather than this constant churn of refusal and return and refusal and return.
Correct. And for those that don't understand what choice-based letting is, basically I would describe it as a change of power. Instead of a housing officer allocating you a property, you will have access to the Kerry County Council website, whereby you'll have a username and password. You'll be able to go in, you'll be able to see pictures of the property, the type of details about it, where it is, what it is, and you'll be able to say, yes, I'd like to live in that house, and then the housing officer will determine off that expression of interest who will get the house. So therefore, it won't be a case of you getting a house that you know nothing about. You'll have made an informed decision and based on that. And you will only, Jerry, just so, and I'll answer the question, you will only be, if you express an interest in a house and if you subsequently refuse it, you're off the listing for 12 months. There's no comeback on that because it's you picking the house. But where we are with choice-based letting is the director stated yesterday that it is ready to go. The final details have been ironed out, but it's now at security testing phase. And as you would have heard recently with Virgin Media, potential hacking. There's obviously a lot of personal details involved in setting this system up, and it has to be fully GDPR compliant. But it is going through security testing at the moment for IT purposes. And when I asked exactly when it would be ready, I would be hopeful, Jerry, that by the end of Q1, coming into the start of Q2, that letters will start going out with people's username and login details for the choice-based letting to kick off.
Okay, all right. Listen, a listener gets in touch here. Offered a 3-bed house 12 years ago, has only one child, so turned down the house, said it was too big. All he wanted was a 2-bedroom house. He's received no offers since, yet others who have been in the waiting list for much shorter time have received home offers, so they're well able to move people up and down the waiting list if they want to. That's a frustration there. Joe says, what a load of rubbish from Councillor Healy Ray. People are entitled to a house that suits them. It would be more in the line of the Healy Ways to get more houses built instead of blaming people on the housing list. And Johnny is also accusing you of populism, saying searching and highlighting these property refusals. The houses aren't left idle. What's your response about those two criticisms?
I wouldn't accept that. I mean, to be honest with you, when it comes to building houses in Kerry County Council are the only show in town. There's very little private development going on. Kerry County Council in next year are going to bring over 200 houses units online in the county. I mean, that considering the very little private development that's going on, that's a remarkable amount of houses to be bringing on, and they're the only really show in town with the last number of years. In relation to being populist, Jerry, we have an issue where we have a housing a deep housing crisis in this country, and this county is being affected by that too. And I think that for anybody to be coming on and saying that, oh yes, it's acceptable for somebody to be refusing, again, we don't know whether it was a brand new house or an old house, but that it was a case of it could have been a brand new house, and that, oh sorry, there was no room for my motorbike, that to me, Jerry, is not a proper reason for people to be refusing a house. And like I said, there is a big difference between housing need and housing want.
Yeah. Okay, Jackie, let me ask you this question. Yesterday at Kerry County Council also, there was that motion you heard in the 9 o'clock news there from Sinn Féin calling on the government to correct the record of the Dáil with regards to what happened at the Ballyseedy massacre. Sinn Féin councillors Deirdre Ferris and Robert Beasley both brought motions on the issue before the monthly meeting. They both called for the government to acknowledge the deaths of the 8 public and prisoners in Ballyseedy in March 1923 was a deliberate action by the Free State Forces, which had nothing to do with the Republican booby trap roadblock the day before, which is the official account to date. You supported their motion. It was defeated in the end, 17 against 7 in favour. Why did you support the motion?
Well, Gerry, I mean, a number of the councillors yesterday that were against it did consult, kind of as how you put it at the start there, about it being a case of correcting the record. Well, if you read the actual motion, it was looking for acknowledgement from the government in relation to what happened in Ballyseedy. And I do think that it should be no skin off the government's nose to come out and acknowledge what happened, because it's widely out there anyway. And now while I do agreed with a number of the councillors who were opposing it, that, you know, that the correction of the record in itself almost tries to change the story, because that is part of the story and of the history of it. But the motion itself didn't actually call for the correction of the actual Dáil record. It called for an acknowledgement from the government.
Right. Is it not, though, political point scoring? Could not be, like, we had Jimmy Deanhan on the programme yesterday talking about the Kerry Archaeological Historical Society, who are going to be having an all-inclusive, non-political commemoration of both Knocknagashal and Ballyseedy. He talked at length about the need not to reopen old wounds, to acknowledge the suffering on all sides. Does this motion run counter to that, though? And like, calling for an apology and things like that, is it not trying to change history or trying to point score 100 years later? And not in line with what the government and the committee that set up in the decade centenary commemorations wanted, to say, look, let it be community-led, let it be inclusive, let's examine our history, but not reopen old wounds.
Yeah, look, a number of the councillors, Councillor Jim Finucan, put across a very good case yesterday, and my colleague in Castlelighting, Councillor Fionn Fitzgerald. But I do acknowledge the points that they made. But again, what the motion was actually calling for an acknowledgement of what happened at Ballyseedy. I believe that the government should acknowledge it. I do believe that can be done without causing what I'd call undue friction or opening old wounds. And I do think that an acknowledgement can be made of that in a proper way that reflects history as well.
Okay, final brief point on a separate issue. We've been talking to a lot of different politicians, a lot of different parties, ever since the shock announcement that Deputy Brendan Griffin is not running in the next election. Are the Healy Rays recalibrating their election plans ahead of the general election? Would you run three candidates? Would you consider running?
Well, Gerry, the very first election that I'm focusing on is coming in less than 12 months' time, and that's the local authority election. I was very glad to have been elected in 2019 by the people of the Castle Island electoral area, and my focus will be putting my head down, working on and looking to retain that seat next May, and anything that comes after that, all the cards are on the table, and we'll be having discussions after that.
Mm. Does it change the arithmetic, though, for you in considering things in the future, the fact that Deputy Brendan Griffin won't be running?
To be honest, the first thing that we're going to have to look at, Gerry, is what the Boundary Commission will come out with and what the lie of the land will be in Kerry following that, because the Boundary Commission have a job of work to do. So to preempt that, that's the first thing that has to come before anybody, be it us or any political party, will be
makes
making their decisions as to what they're doing, because we have to see what the lie of the land is. And first, Gerry, before we'll be making any decisions about general elections, there's council elections to be fought first, and we'll see who'll remain standing after that.
Sure. Okay, Jackie, we'll leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme this morning. Back to talking about social housing and the 137 refusals of social housing as outlined in a response to Councillor Jackie Healy to a question he asked at yesterday's meeting of Kerry County Council. We spoke to Councillor Healy Ray about some of those reasons for refusals in the first hour of the programme. With me in the line to talk about this in more detail is former councillor with Labour and former mayor of Killarney, Sean O'Grady. Sean, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you doing?
Not too bad. You want to make a point. You've obviously a lot of experience down through years of local authority service of dealing with housing and dealing with people looking for housing, people being granted social housing. What's the point you want to make?
I do. I just like to say that I think there's a little bit of unnecessary hysteria by some in relation to the prospective tenants not taking up the offer of accommodation over the last few years. And this affected people nationally as well as at local level. I think the point I'd like to make is that there is no disadvantage of going to the council if somebody refuses a house anywhere. There seems to be an attitude of, you know, how dare they. And that's permeating through with the last 5 or 6 years, and it's unjust and it's unreasonable. I think a lot of people don't understand. Up to very recently, as many as 20% of applicants didn't want houses. They applied because they needed housing assistance allowance, but had to apply for housing to qualify. This was actually the mechanism that was used by the department at the time. Now, what that did was artificially grew less unnecessarily. They've changed that relatively recently, and the people that didn't want houses, that were offered houses, never, as I say, about 20% of them didn't want them. They were applying because they needed to get the housing assistance in order to get a degree of subsistence to allow them to rent privately. And that's the main reason why you have upped. I would maintain, I think Councillor Ray said 137 refusals out of how many people, 2,500 or something, is it? Of applicants, like, you know. Now, that will work its way out of the system in time. It hasn't gone out of the system yet. You have people on the list who really don't want the house, but in order to happen, now has changed that. The rules are different. And I think this is the main reason that, I believe it's one of the main reasons why people are not, some people are not taking houses. It's not all the reason, but there's some of them. And that's a self-imposed, really, by the department because of the rules and regulations that applied at the particular time when they brought out the first assistance, housing assistance subsidy, you know. That explains, but the bottom line anyway is like that a lot of people can refuse a house for, like, it wouldn't happen so much in provincial Ireland, but it would happen very much around the cities where people would be asked to take houses in places that were very unsuitable by that.
Too far away outside the school district.
Things like that, yes.
Yeah.
And didn't have the facilities. And that's going to happen very much into the future again because we've seen where the need for housing is and social and affordable housing, which of course changed massively back in the early 90s when the authorities were prohibited from, in other words, housing agencies were brought into the fore, which meant that the local authorities didn't have to worry so much about social and affordable housing anymore. And until such time as you get back to that, they won't be able to come to terms with the social and affordable aspect of it anyway. Yeah. I believe there's no houses being built in Killarney this year. I know there was some few last year, all right. They need a continuous program, and while the rules remain as they are, I think that they'll miss out on reaching any kind of targets. That's what I think, though. But anyway, I wrote it in the book that I wrote about local government and other things in 2019 when I wrote the book, The Wonderful Life of a Councillor.
Yes.
And I've all them things included. Anyway. That's just the point I wanted to make, Johnny.
So you feel that there can be an attitude of people should take whatever they're given, they should feel they're lucky to get it, and that's it, stop complaining, that's the wrong attitude to take, or an unfair attitude on people on social housing lists?
I believe there is, and there's an element of how dare they, you know, this thing, you know, this uppity kind of a nonsensey or rubbishy kind of thinking. I'm not accusing anybody of doing it directly. Yeah. I'm not, that is in relation to Councillor Ray or anybody.
But does he not have a point if you're talking about, like, I don't have room for a motorbike and someone else will be waiting for years for a house, it'll drive someone mad. I know it goes back and gets offered to somebody else. So maybe that takes care of that, but at the same time...
Well, a lot of people, just because of the situation that pertains up to relatively recently, and it may not have percolated through to a lot of people it's likely that a person mightn't have needed housing anymore, and I think where there is frivolous reasons given...
I think it's based on people who don't need a house anyway, they're just on the list because they wanted to qualify for a specific social welfare payment.
I think so, and if there's a frivolous reason given, I said it's likely that person doesn't fully understand where he is in relation to the HAP programme.
Yeah.
And I think that if there had been... In other words, I think it might be what the council's while to when there is a refusal to call them in and just... talk to them about, you know, this seems a frivolous reason. Hey, look, just in case you don't know, just inform them that in order to qualify for HAP now, in case that's their problem, a lot of people mightn't have latched on to the fact that the rules have changed.
Yeah.
And I think that it may be of assistance if an applicant who gives some silly, stupid reason
for not accepting a house.
That would appear to me to be one of the people
one of the
who
reasons.
Probably is falling into the category I'm mentioning, you know.
Sure, sure. Sean, look, I know a number of things things will change. The choice-based letting system, which has taken a long time to put into place, will be coming in, I would imagine, this year.
Yes.
That probably will remove the situation. It'll put the power in the hands of the people in the housing, say that this is the one I want. A couple of people getting in touch, though. Jory, I was waiting for a house for 9 years. I got a one-bedroom house 8 years ago. I put up my own shed. I did my own touch-up to the house. Some people want is something for nothing. They should be living in a mountain, says Cathy, saying, look, you shouldn't be turning down house because of no shed there.
I'd just like to say that nobody's getting a house for nothing. You have a differential rent system is an operation which takes cognizance of the income of the person.
Yeah.
And it takes cognizance of the expenditure normally in order to live a reasonable, happy and fulfilling life. And that is the beauty of the differential rent system, is that it's based on fairness and equity, and equity is relative to the amount of income that's coming in. And that's what makes the system very fair and decent, and it takes cognizance of the fact that people, you know, are entitled to live a comfortable life. And I don't believe that there are anybody. So, I mean, you have prejudices undoubtedly, and I think the prejudice comes out very much in the last one you read out.
Okay.
Is that people have an idea that people are getting things for nothing when they're paying for them.
Okay. Jory, it's very disheartening to hear that story about turning down council houses. My grown up children, all who are working and struggling with rents and mortgages, wouldn't even be entertained for a council house. One of my children has moved back home with their partner and baby and will be here for at least 3 years trying to save for a house. So imagine how people in this position feel hearing that this morning. Is that part of the reason here, Sean, that people are getting so vexed about this? We're in a housing crisis. We're in a situation where people in the middle who can't afford to buy the houses that are going on the market, the few houses going in the market, they don't qualify for social housing. They're caught in the middle. There's nowhere near enough houses being built privately for them, affordable houses, so they can get somewhere to live. That's breeding the frustration.
Well, what's breeding frustration primarily is misinformation and no information. In other words, if people were aware, I'm sure, even when I'm after the bulletin this morning, that this was the case and they didn't know that, then the remarks... Look, I am living in a house which is a affordable house. I bought a plot from the council back in 1970 and built a house in it. And I know the value of affordable housing. And so does seven of my, on the edge of Alshandabuli. And, you know, people they haven't that chance today. And that's because they messed things up. And it wasn't the people, that refusing houses messed it up. It was government messed it up.
And that's why we're in the housing crisis that we're in.
Should we have, artificially, when we were back in 1991, we had 70,000 housing list in Killarney. What you have in Killarney, the numbers of people now, when they abolished the towns back in 2016, we had over 1,000 people who were in it. And that was evident. I mean, they're talking about it now, but it was evident to us who knew about housing. Most councillors that were conscientious knew that the changes that they brought about were going to be disastrous into the future. And I mean, that's nearly 30 years ago. And it didn't happen yesterday. The stupidity that happened didn't happen just yesterday.
Yeah, it took a long time to create the housing. It took a long time to create the housing crisis and a long time to get out of it, unfortunately.
People are talking about the thing and they don't know about it.
Mm. Okay.
I'm not saying to people, the person that found that it is hard and people know it's suffering and it is frustrating, but the one thing we need to do is we need to get out the right information. And I think that's not even out there.
Okay, Sean, listen, thanks for your view on that. Thanks for getting in touch with us. That's former councillor, former Mayor of Killarney, Sean O'Grady, formerly of the Labour Party and then Independent. If you have a view on what he had to say on that point, get in touch with us on the